Okay, we're doing it. Mooney's here again.
Hi.
We're waiting on Nick Riccata, this loser.
The turn.
Fuck Nick Riccata. Nobody support this guy. I sent in a $1,000 super tip. You know, I wanted to feel like a high roller. Probably 35 minutes ago. Since then, he's ate cereal, given a shout out to somebody who donated one membership. I sent in a $1,000 super tip. He's just
over
actually the biggest super tip ever. $1,000.01. He's just sitting on it. Look at him. He texted me 15 minutes ago, about to put it up. Where is it? Then where is it? I got stupid Doom in the chat clipping 40-minute segments of an hour and 40-minute show. When I've asked him, do not post clips of Nobody Likes Onions. It's a conflict of interest. No one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck. There's a very prominent YouTuber who's about to lose her channel because of my copyright strikes. You think I'm fucking around? You think I'm fucking around? Make some more 40-minute clips of my shows, you fucking nut. I'm coming for all of it. What's that? That's a Facebook movie. I'm coming for the whole thing. I'm taking everyone down. What makes you think you clip 40 minutes of a show? These aren't clips anymore, nerds.
They're clops.
They're clops. It's insane. It's insane to take 40 minutes of my show and put it up with no... I'm reevaluating it all. Doom and I, we have to go opposite ways. I got to find a new clipper. It's insane. It's insane. It was multiple shows. You obviously didn't watch it. Yeah, the end of it is Aaron's show. 40 minutes of it is my show. I watched it. I skimmed through it. I know what I'm doing. Anyway, it's all coming down. We're striking everybody. Fuck it. Burn you to the ground. Eat my dick. It's insane. We're done. I got to find a clipper that doesn't have a clip channel. If you're a video editor and you don't have your own clip channel, let me know.
What do you want a guy like that, though?
Do you think there's no good video editors that don't video edit for themselves?
Like, if they're not good enough to have their own channel that self-sustains itself, would you want them as a clipper for you?
Yeah, that's retarded. Again, you think there's nobody who video edits for a living that doesn't have their own YouTube channel?
I guess
all the people who edit shows for TV have YouTube channels that are successful. That's how they got hired.
So you want a TV editor to come in?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's a stupid thing to think that if they don't have a YouTube channel...
They'd start clipping on their own first to show initiative.
Oh my god. It's just too much.
You think they're practicing on clips that they never release?
It's too much.
All right.
Doom said, should I abandon this clip of last night's show I'm working on? That's up to you! You decide if I'm serious or not. Figure it out. Anyway, stupid Nick's, I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm a very serious man with very serious anger issues. So, figure it out!
It lasted 2 days. You were in a good mood for 2 days. And
yeah, I gotta get back into the groove. I gotta get back into my group. We have an EP. I gotta do this manually. James Baumert. Fuck this guy. James Baumert, you're the EP for this very special 1 hour show. We gotta get Moody to the airport. So we're only here for a good short time. What is it?
Both.
Short time, not a good.
Both times.
A good time, but not a short.
A short time, but a good time.
Doom said, sounds good. You'll get it later. It's like George Costanza when he gets fired and he just pretends like it didn't happen and shows up to work on Monday.
That's
like, oh, you were serious?
That is the perfect way to deal with you, though.
It really is. It really is. I wish you wouldn't clip 40-minute chunks of shows. I'm going to let it go because you're my gal. Fucking, it's retarded. I'm gonna murder. You know what it is? I haven't had breakfast.
Yeah, neither have I.
I'm hangry. No. We're gonna swing by and get hash browns as big as your head. Mooney's off to California in about an hour.
Yeah,
we'll stay a little longer, actually. It's a domestic flight. He'll be fine.
Okay.
I wouldn't fuck you. You know that.
That's not what you said.
Shut up. Shut up. I mean, look at this idiot. He's fucking with me. This guy's fucking with me.
He still hasn't put it up. You might hit an hour since you sent it in.
It's almost an hour. $1,001. The biggest super tip ever sent into Ricada. He's like eating cereal. He's doing nothing berry commentary.
It's like I make you so much money through the referrals that I set up that you can wait.
Nothing berry commentary with $10.
I love that. Just words that sound like usernames.
He's fucking with me now. He's fucking with me now. $1,000 of my hard-earned dollar stuff. Anyway, hit the like button. No wonder he can't break 2,000 viewers.
Oh, there we
anymore.
Go. He's put it up.
Oh, fuck. Holy hell, let's listen.
This guy sparkles.
It's in a corner. Moody's over it. We can't even see it.
I'll duck.
It wasn't glued. It wasn't stapled.
God forbid you actually put it up.
You can't even.
This is what you get for $1,000 on Nick Ricada's channel.
You can't even see.
This is what you get.
Fridge money. Hashtag Hackmania for life.
This is what you get for $1,000. A corner of a corner.
You found.
This is unreal. This is unreal. I'm filing a chargeback. The second ever chargeback. It only happens on $1,000 super tip.
Patrick.
In the same
Fuck
general.
You! Yes, suck my dick!
You say same general time. It was just one day.
Suck my actual rest. Fucking yes. Suck you. What is it? This is betrayal on levels.
No, it's not correct.
No one's ever seen.
There it is.
There we go.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Oh, what?
Good day.
What? That was seconds. We got to put this RBF bitch back up. This is insane. This is insane. First Doom, now this?
Yes, that's correct.
Suck my dick, Nick. And I don't mean that literally because I know you'll do it. This is unreal.
You remember the journey?
He's a rich kid. It's nothing to him. I'm starting to see that. I'll file a chargeback. You won't even notice. This is unheard of. Fuck your money. I know. Jesus Christ. I'm in a bad mood now.
Yeah.
At least here's $8 from Douglas Nelson.
Dear Nick, I apologize. You showed me what manhood really is, and I responded to you with petty jealousy and insults born out of projection. Hopefully you'll forgive me one day.
Fuck
Until then,
guy.
I'll always have your flavor to remember you by.
Douglas? Fuck this guy. We're turning on Nick fully. Okay. We're against Nick now. I'm team Aaron. Aaron makes a lot of good points.
He's really owned up to all the bad stuff he's done.
I know. Aaron's the only one who's renounced it. He went this way. Yeah. Everyone else went that way. Look at Ricada. He's so high right now.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron's,
he's so high.
Aaron's the only one who has his kids 100% of 50% of the time.
He's nodding off. I think his kids are wearing the same thing 9 days in a row. This guy's gross. I've never been more outraged. I'm livid. This is a screw you to me. He's keeping it in the little corner. Go. Hold on.
Patrick Melton, $1,000.
Shut up! Stop zipping and zooming it up and down like it's trivial.
He's doing it.
This is all the money I have. This is my rent.
He's doing it in between the. He's doing it in between.
It's insane. This is my rent money.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How do I call CPS on his kids? Is there something to call? This guy's so high right now. Jesus Christ. At Hackamania, all he did was drink and smoke crack.
Yeah, he drank so much
crack. Oh, my God. He drinks all the crack. He's so high right now. People are saying, this is a great troll by Nick. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. This hurts.
You
know what it takes to pull the trigger on $1,000 super? Jesus Christ. People think he's paying me. This is insulting. This is fucked. Queefer Studland says, don't go Moody. Empty ball melty is way better. Yes, you've been draining me. Tickle Me Tookie says, last year we bought Moody a 3D printer. Have you received any evidence that he has used it? Maybe a small whistle or D&D dice? No, you know what? I wanted him to print a trophy for the butter eating contest, and he couldn't even be bothered to do that.
It broke. Like the
Oh, it broke.
It exploded.
Smoke it printed started. Everything I want. You know what? He printed himself a little light-up garbage bin that tells him when it's garbage day. He has that. He made that for himself. The butter eating trophy? No, Melton, you can go fuck yourself.
Don't you talk bad about the Bindicator. I love it.
The Bindicator.
Yeah.
That's a real thing he made. He can't remember his own garbage day, so it lights up to be like, time to take out the trash.
Because 1 week
it's... It's a real thing he made. Yeah, butter eating trophy? Go fuck yourself.
I was looking up electrolysis for you. I was going to buy battery acid.
You'll be lucky if you get a fridge this year. This is everyone's turning on me the minute Hackamania is over. I don't know what this is. Thank you, Little Lemmy, for the membership. I appreciate this more than he appreciates the $1,000.
You're just upset.
Little Lemmy's a real one. I keep this up. I bow to it. I show her how much I appreciate it. Nick's just, I'm outraged. I'm fucking. Oh, you know what? Too, the air is not on. It's getting warm in here. I think I'm actually boiling. This is the worst day of my life. Why do I even do this anymore?
It's always sad.
I texted Nick that
it's
I'm going to kill myself.
Always sad when Moody leaves.
Am I acting out?
Yeah, you're sad. You're sad I'm leaving.
Oh, my God. If it wasn't for EY, I'd kill myself. If it wasn't for EY gifting 10 memberships, I would kill myself.
He was the only thing holding you on. Oh my God! Making you hold on.
I need $1,000 super tip today to make this up to me.
Well, $1,000 and $2.
Yep. I didn't know that you could slide the slider to $1,000, but you can actually write in a higher amount. Somebody could super tip
$1 million if they want. There's no limit.
If you have a black Amex card, you could super tip $1 million. Oh my God! We're getting some new usernames. In the chat, this is...
new usernames with $5.
I can't even write. I'm not going to be able to read this later. I'm shaking. I'm literally shaking right now. Shades Cal, thank you for becoming a new member. Sharon C, thank you for becoming a new member. Mycroft says, the live stream was fantastic this week. Thanks for making it easy to tune in. That's the word we're getting. Everybody loved the live stream. It was so much easier this year. Thank you for watching it and supporting the event. We appreciate that. Dan Coyote, new member. Thank you very much. And then Tastes Like Heaven, gifting 10 memberships. This is fucking amazing. I don't have my iPad, so I can't do confetti.
What a reference.
Oh, my God. Look how smug this fucking idiot is. Yeah, what?
Tastes Like Heaven's used my graph as their username.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm wrecked.
Like it's more,
he's taunting me. I mean, again, this is so fucking rude to do. Fuck Nick Riccata. Everyone turn on him. I always knew he was a bad egg. I always knew he was a bad apple. We had something prepared for Hackamania that Moody was really looking forward to doing.
I was so excited about it.
So I would love to do that now for you people.
But you had to extend the Chad segment.
Yeah, the Chad segment got extended. We added in the Michaela segment, of course. So there was not time. If you were watching the live stream, you know we had to skip it. But now we'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our boy, Richard Leland Neal. This is probably the most disgusting video ever. It's why I was saving it for Hackamania. It's actually 13 days ago. But let's go.
Before we start, amount of flies in front of this man right now. There's a saucer, like a plate filled with flies.
Fuck Nick Riccata. I really, you know, this is.
Can we move on to?
I'm going to take your wife. I hear Kayla's up for grabs. I'm coming. Yeah, I won't stop until I get a court order to not mention her. Holy shit.
But he's got one of those outdoor fly traps indoors. Those things are so bad. They stick.
Oh, the one where you add like water to it?
Yeah. And then the flies go in but can't go out and it's left
in
the sun.
They work really well. But it's because they work really well that they become disgusting. They breed inside of it.
Yeah.
It just becomes a carcass sack.
I had one of these. It turned into a little ecosystem because the flies would go in there. They'd drown, but some would give birth to maggots. Those would be born and grow and feast on the flies that were dead in there.
You know, when someone gives me a $1,000 super tip, we add them to the honor roll. We worship them all month. We spend time on it. We leave it on the screen. We let the sparkles and the fireflies do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane to put me in a corner like this.
Maybe you...
Does he know who I am around here? I run the Super Tip Corporation.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah.
As of yesterday, nope.
This is... I've never felt more disrespected in my life.
Yeah.
He could take my wife and I'd be less upset.
Where?
Because at least he would flaunt it. You know what I mean? This is, he taking $1,000. This is, I don't know if I'll be able to recover. I don't know if I'll be able to. Sorry, go on with the flies.
I'm just saying, like, I had one of these. It turned into a little ecosystem where the dead flies would go in there. They'd die, but then they'd give birth to maggots, which would then feast on the carcasses of the dead flies, then become flies, and then have nowhere to go, so they'd die, and then it would keep going. Like, you create a perpetual fly machine.
A little ecosystem.
Right. And it just smells worse and worse and worse and worse.
A biodome of biome.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's Richard Leland Neal flying it up.
Can't hear anything.
This is another in my...
I have headphones too. This is the respect I get around here. Nobody cares about my $1,000. They think I don't know how to run a show anymore.
He
takes some days off. He doesn't know what he's doing. I can't hear it. Fuck off. When's your flight? It's time to go, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Your manner is most un...
I can't.
Is that your mandolin on the floor? Did he take a nap?
Oh, God. Now it's putting the Baumert thing back up. You don't get two mentions, Baumert.
He does. It's half the time, so he needs twice the mentions.
Fuck this guy.
It's like the coffee.
He didn't come to the event. I'm you know what it is. I didn't have my breakfast.
It's like the coffee Sean got you. The same amount of splendor and half the size.
People are saying the Tesla has ruined you.
Oh, man. He gets...
Oh, God. If it wasn't for Ewa and Tastes Like Heaven and Justin B. giving $50, thanks for Hackamania. Bingo was lit.
Yeah, it was lit with fluorescent lights. And
by the way, I'm hoping this is Black Justin. You know, I don't know, but we had a you know, record breaking number of Black fans coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think we didn't keep keep tabs on you.
So there were,
I counted four.
Yeah, there's four.
And believe me, I counted. And I had a conversation with Justin about whether or not he could hear smoke detector chirps. And we got in he said a study needs to be done.
Yeah.
He agreed. He was like, there's something up. There's something going on with Black people and smoke detectors. We got to figure it out.
Guys, this just in. I've been told Hackamania was such a flop. Moody was selling articulated 3D printed dragons at a tiny table to cover costs for this event. How embarrassing. Another win for the toe.
Imagine you were selling 3D trinkets.
Those are so, like, you go to these craft fairs and they've got just 3D printed garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That these guys are like, I bought a 3D printer, I can just print these. Yeah.
And do they hand paint them, or they're just...
No, they just...
You can
print
see
them.
All the little stupid...
You can see all the... They might get like an interesting filament that like changes in the light, but that's it.
Iridescent or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane. Queaver Sutherland, it's not Fat Friday. Can we rung dung 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 a dung, please? If there's time.
We did 5 hours.
We did 5 hours last night on a rung a dung dung.
Just rung a dung dung.
Yeah. Haven't you had enough dung? Little Emmy says Moody looks like a pre-raped Drake.
That sounds threatening because that implies
there's a rape coming.
The rapening.
I don't like that.
Okay. All right, let's try this again. I'm so sorry. Oh, look, Drive-By coming in with $50. Thanks for all the Hackamania laughs and insanity. All the live streams work perfectly. I've got another 1,000 for you, but you'll have to wait until November 11th. Don't think I'm not going to forget that. I'm marking it down on my Hello Kitty calendar as we speak.
Make it $1,002.
Yes. I'm currently the highest super tipper ever. $1,001. What say you, Internet? Let's see what you have. Thank you so much, Drive-By. That's very, very kind of you. And thanks for putting up for my Spurgeon. I thought it was a high energy way to start the show. I think it was a great way to ramp in.
Wait, what he just did is like when people say, oh, I'm going to die and I'm going to lose all this weight, so that they get the praise of doing the thing before they actually do it.
So he says, yeah, you're right.
Right.
Fuck you, Drybite. Nobody believes you. We don't think you have $1,000. You're fake. Fake news. Put up or shut up, loser. We're done with you. We're done with you over here.
Hey, Patrick, slow girlfriend, and I had fun playing with the other kids at the casino daycare.
Jesus Christ. This is rough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is another in my Battle with Beelzebub series. For those of you uninitiated, I was injured and unable to properly take care of myself, and now my house is infested with flies.
Naturally.
I'm sure you can...
If my house had this many flies, I could handle this in a day. This would be done in a day.
Just a bug bomb.
Open your windows.
Or a bug bomb.
There'd be, if you just equalize the outside and inside, there's no way there'd be this many flies inside. You shouldn't have more flies than nature.
I went into one of his live streams and I asked him, what is your best advice on dealing with a fly infestation? His advice, very matter-of-factly, was just take away their food source.
Oh my God.
You see them. They're buzzing about.
Yeah, that's not a filter behind them.
One of the
them.
Things that I do to combat this is the use of fly traps. I have a homemade fly trap like this one here.
What in the hell? Imagine you go into someone's house, they've just got plates of ooze.
But he's got multiple different ways of dealing with the flies. Why don't you just take the best one, because you know how to do this. There's a protocol for it. So clearly there's one that's better than the others. Why not use just that one? Why do you need a multi-pronged attack against the flies?
Look, if you want to do like a fly trap review and compare different things, but he's not labeling it correctly for that search engine algorithm, correct?
Yeah.
This is just a man at the end of his rope and the end of his hair. I mean, this hair is thinning. This is Aaron Imholt levels of thin. For the hair.
The line is being held, but the population is being culled.
Okay. That's one way to put it.
This is actually a Captain Crunch syrup, because I hate that. And I've added some borax underneath just to see.
Captain Crunch syrup.
With borax.
Is that, have you ever heard of that fly trap?
Nope.
Okay.
What would happen? And you could see that there are indeed flies stuck to this fly trap.
If he just put that on a plate and then waved it around, there would be that many flies stuck to it. You know, like, there's not a lot of flies on there.
Yeah, anything sticky. He could have used his arm. They would have stuck to the sweat. I've never seen somebody with so many, like, little discolorations. You know what I mean? There's a lot of, like...
Yeah, he's got...
Could be, like, psoriasis or something.
But also the...
This looks like a cut. This is like a line.
Well, he does have cats, so that could be scratch marks.
Oh, yeah. He's getting batted around.
Yeah, but, like, look at his... You could see his entire head, like, through...
Right.
It's like...
You've got to grow your hair out. Like, I don't think he's going bald. I think he has really thin hair.
He's going,
so, like, you've got to grow it out longer. Like, you're right. You see the actual...
Yeah.
It's like he's glowing hair.
It's like he's... they've just released how to render hair, but the graphics process is not good enough, so it only does a tenth of the amount.
People kept coming up to Stephen Branch at the event thinking it was Richard Leland Neal.
Stephen Branch has changed his name to Stephen Trunk. you've moved way beyond a branch.
This is a professional fly trap. There are plenty of flies buzzing around in there, but it does not appear to be making a big enough difference, because this room is still utterly infested.
I couldn't live in this. Like, this is to the point where it's like unsanitary.
I get so upset if there's flies in the house. Like, I can't sit still if there's, like, more than one or two in a room.
It's insane.
I need to deal with them.
And here's one of the most effective fly traps I've seen, which is just very simply...
Why don't you just open your mouth? I bet they'll all rush in. You close it and chew.
This is a new segment, Fly Traps I've Seen.
I drank a beer. left a little bit in the glass, and the flies then swarmed it. I then covered the top after the flies got in there.
So it can't catch any more. This is not an effective fly trap.
What he's describing is that the normal way he lives his life, he generates fly traps.
Yes. There's a reason they're all in there. I have a feeling it has something to do with cat shit.
I could take this outside and dump them or drown them or just wait for them.
Dump them?
Or drown them?
He's literally scooping flies out of his house. That's what he thinks is an effective solution.
Them all to die. Although this is kind of nasty. But in the world of fly traps, there are a few things simpler and cheaper than good old-fashioned fly paper.
Or as I call it, paper.
Yeah. You get these rolls. They come. With a tack. To put them in.
Ugh. These things are nasty.
And you can unravel them and leave them on a hook or something. The negative about these, of course, is that they're sticky. They get everywhere. And where do you...
They get everywhere. How does that work?
Hang them. Okay.
Right in front of the light. He wants a shadow cast on him.
Okay, so let me put this away so I don't drop it. Because that
would be stinking up the place. Like, his proximity
to
that...
It's not that full yet.
But it still stinks. Like, the...
Because it's like vinegar.
The stuff that's in it smells so bad. Even before the rotting.
Would smell.
Most people would never post them doing this. This is embarrassing.
Mm.
One of the issues of those types of traps is that they utterly stink. And therefore, if you use them indoors, your house will smell and you will have problems.
You shouldn't be using them indoors.
I would trade a stinky house. I mean, imagine sleeping with these flies. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
It's gotten to the point of you need a bug bomb. Like, that's...
Right. You got to fumigate. Yeah. You need to call in a pro.
Anyway... This is my solution.
Whoa. Okay, this is a mic stand?
Oh.
What is going on up here?
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what that is. Holy shit.
Shit?
Yeah, fly shit. That should be black, but the flies land on that end so much that they've turned
I've never
it
seen
brown.
You hear this rumor that flies shit every time they land?
That it's not
I've never seen an accumulation of barnacles of fly shit.
The worst that you see is something like what's on the like knob just before, like incidental spot somewhere if it's like a surface they really like to land on. But that is caked on. What makes me think he may have had something on his hands and he would have touched that they're attracted to and they would have just swarmed that place.
You think he's just walking around with peanut butter paws? Like, he's covered in food?
Oh, geez.
Oh, my God.
It's so gross.
Oh, my God.
And for the traps, the fly paper
traps. It's already
traps.
Stuck to the pole.
Yeah, to the pole. He could have dipped the whole mic stand in Captain Crunch water or whatever the fuck it is. What was it?
And that is, I have taken a roll of, this is a roll from just basic paper towels, and I have put them on the...
When you have headphones, did you hear that?
No.
Listen in your left side of your ear.
This is a roll from just basic paper towels, and I have put them on...
You're not hearing it?
No, it's not.
I got to turn your headphones up so you can get the full experience.
All right.
This is it. It sends a shiver down my spine.
Okay.
This is a roll from just basic paper towels, and I have put them on an old microphone.
You're not hearing that?
Nope.
They say that young people are supposed to hear higher pitch things.
If they had better headphones. I have the
guest
headphones.
Wow.
You've given me Player 2's controller? Look at
the microphone stand. has seen better days.
I'm just understatement. It's a biohazard.
He's literally using it as a stick.
And it needs to be washed up, but so does everything in my house right now.
Right, I mean, right.
Some things are already washed up. Yeah, I love that his solution is not cleaning the things that's attracting the flies. It's just catching the flies that are attracted to his life. Like, that's his solution. Like, well, there's nothing I can do to keep flies from coming in. So I'll just keep catching the flies.
So...
They're already stuck to it. He pulled this thing out minutes ago, and there's already flies on it. This is insane. It's, now it's stuck to his desk?
Yeah.
Getting this thing to...
Why? The paper towel roll is such an unnecessary weird thing to add to this contraption.
Yeah,
this is a Rube Goldberg machine of fly catching.
As an aside, he's figured out his green screen way better than anyone else in the Dabbleverse.
Yeah, it's right there with Karmic.
Sit properly is not easy, all right? But you can kind of guess the idea here is that I'm getting this stand. And you just...
It's too long.
Yeah, you don't put them this close together either.
Pin the paper there. And unravel it.
I'm and a grower, like I say, not a shower.
The appeal of fly paper is that it
These will stick to each other immediately, right?
Once already stuck to the disc.
Once he lets go of this one, it's just going to stick to the other one immediately, correct? There's no way. They're so close together.
It's cheap.
Yep, there they go.
You can get piles of it for a small amount of money.
I spread honey all over my walls. And that'll keep the flies away.
It does capture a lot of flies for the money. I mean, you know, it's not like the bottle traps are reusable, okay?
Okay.
But you see that?
Perfect. That one didn't unroll and it stuck to the next one immediately. He's hanging them like they're stockings on a mantle.
Pulled too fast, limited the effectiveness. So what will eventually happen...
He's getting more.
...is I will leave this in the room with the flies.
You're supposed to spray them out.
And the hope is that the flies will then all get stuck to the...
Oh, no!
There's one that just didn't work. Hey, there are problems. Problems with this methodology.
I don't think he's done this before.
The paper towel thing's wild to me. Like, why that?
Because he needs to tack it somewhere.
Yeah,
and he can't tack it onto the boom.
That's an insane thing to put. Like, how did he come up with that?
Because he's like, oh, I wish this mic arm would be perfect, but I can't tack anything on there.
I wonder if I have a dirty paper towel roll that's unfurling. That I could use.
Yeah, that's been around for a while. If
it's probably got food residue on it, which is attracting. Again, cleaning would also get rid of the flies. No, cleaning your house and opening your windows would get rid of the flies.
Yeah, you take away their food source.
The cat shit.
But literally everything in his house is a food source.
You got to pull these slow, but I mean, the fact being is. See, now it's just not working.
It was before.
They're falling off. This was a bad idea.
I thought he curled it back.
He put it on the inside?
Why didn't he just tack him to some flies?
So it would move around the house.
Yes.
And you might say, why not just loop them over the stand?
Yes.
Well, because then they would get the stand all sticky.
Now like, four are stuck together.
They're getting my hands all sticky. I mean,
your stand's already sticky with
the
fly
shit.
Right. I've never seen fly shit. You're not supposed to see fly shit.
It looks like it's rusting, but that's just fly shit.
Like you left it out in the rain.
the paper is that there is a glue that the flies try to eat. And when they try to eat the glue, they get stuck.
That's not what happened. They land and their legs get stuck.
But also, he just put...
You think they land and try to eat the glue and then get stuck?
There'll be like a pheromone or something that attracts them on
there.
Sure,
but their legs stick. Yes. It's not they try to eat it and then they're like, oh, I've made an error.
This is the same concept, actually, as this homemade trap with a dish, is I just used a sugar that the flies get stuck in.
Okay, he's not even unrolling them now.
No.
Yeah, see...
Can you imagine touching one of those with your fingers?
I think he'd just wipe it on himself.
It's insane.
You know, this stuff is sticky. So you could just stick it to the roll.
Yeah, every time he touches that, he's making flies more attracted to him.
But if these things...
Right, and there's not enough on his fingers to, like, stick. So he's just attracting flies.
I wouldn't buy them.
Normal rules?
He's wearing fly pheromones.
Do you know that every inch of his body smells like pork skin? It's just like...
Because they don't work all that well in terms of just getting them out. You know? Like, my hands are getting all nasty working on these things.
Working on?
He didn't need to say working on these things.
Yeah. I'm working on the fly traps.
He started just place draping them over the top.
It's like when you put those like wood chips or sawdust over vomit and walk away. This is the newspapers.
Yeah, from Big Daddy.
From Big Daddy, yeah.
Glue is not easy to remove from furnishings and fittings.
Stop pulling more out. This is insane. Why don't you just wallpaper the room with it? Like, this is nuts.
But this is just, it's one methodology, and it's not a great...
It's an incorrect one.
It's one, and it's not great. At the start of this video, he said this is one of the most effective, greatest methods of getting flies, and he's just...
The beer mug?
No, the fly traps, the fly paper. But now he's saying, like, it's not actually that good. He's lost confidence. But
I can tell you it's inexpensive. It tends to work solidly enough.
The pullout method.
But there is something of an art to it.
There's not.
He's an artist. Oh, now he's putting it in the laid
it in the other fly trap. This is insane.
No, but one of the major negatives, of course, with the stickies, anything sticky, is that your cats might get into it. Your animals might get into it. Like this syrup.
Give Charles Chance this guy's house. This guy doesn't deserve a house.
Yeah.
Charles, I've never seen a fly in a Charles Chance video. You sat next to him. I shook his hand and hung out with him. He doesn't smell.
He doesn't smell.
He's a clean man. I think he is. He's got silver hair. It looks well. It looks brushed and washed.
Sure.
This guy doesn't deserve a house. I wonder why his friends and roommates moved out.
Yeah, this guy's neighbors would be infested with flies because he's the source. Like he's the mothership.
Yeah, right. It's like when your neighbor gets roaches or something or rats. Yeah.
And there's nothing that you do in your house can affect
get
that
rid of them because you're living next to a rat trap. Yeah.
Trap here. It's perfectly fine because I don't have anything in this room that's alive that I care about. I have nothing.
This room includes himself.
Again, if it's just this room, which I'm not inclined to believe it's only this room that has these flies. But yeah, why wouldn't you just get one of those fumigation bombs and set it off?
Yeah.
Open a window.
And drop the flies literally, and then you just go vacuuming and clean the surfaces.
Open a window. Air it out.
Nothing but the flies that I want to kill, okay? But the second I
If you went to someone's house and walked in and this was there, They just had this in the center of the room?
Yeah, I'd turn 360 degrees and walk away.
This thing out of this room, I'm going to have to take it...
Rethink my whole life. Unravel.
Take it directly to the sink, dump it in the sink.
You can, like, literally in real time watch them land and get caught. Like, these things are already, like...
And that's how we get rid of the flies, you know?
He's now just laying them on top of other ones.
And if I don't do that, you know, there's a risk of one of my animals licking this and eating the borax. So that's a negative.
Well, he's creating like a cornucopia for the
I will say this. If this was in a museum, it'd be interesting. If this was an exhibit.
It does feel like... This is a character.
Some sort of demonstration.
And you can see I'm throwing a couple of these on the existing fly trap.
Of course.
That is because I know this trap attracts flies. The syrup trap attracts flies very easily, but it does not necessarily capture them very easily.
That can be said about any of the food in your house or anything.
Right. Why not put some of these in the litter box?
His cats
are walking around just dragging clumped litter on the fly traps around his house.
You could say the same thing about the walls. The walls attract the flies, but they're not very good at capturing
them.
So does that mic stand.
The hope is that if I build a matrix of fly paper...
A matrix. He's building a gauntlet. There's an obstacle course. These flies have to, like... Almost like Star Wars Episode One. He's got to like zip through the
over what the flies are interested in. They'll be more likely. They'll just be more likely to get stuck. See, again, these things are just not holding together.
Well, good thing you're undoing your 28th one.
Maybe I'm just pulling. I mean, like I say, it's kind of an art to this, but I think I'm just pulling these too hard.
I love when these people that don't know how to do something are creating tutorials for people. Like they want to share.
Yeah, it's the guy with the biggest fly problem I've ever seen on the planet teaching us how to get rid of flies. It's like, this has been months. This has been ongoing for months. He's had this problem. Like, there are breeding grounds of flies in his house.
There's actually another video of this called Fly Traps. This is the follow-up called More Fly Traps.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Absolutely serious.
You know, it's like you got to fold this thing into something of a triangle and then dump it.
That's a diamond.
On top of the syrup trap. And
dump
now
it?
Your fingers are all sticky.
And he's missing
And you're
up
not getting the surface area when you don't unfurl it correctly.
Yeah,
it's like those streamers where you go like this.
Yes,
but they don't like come out all the way, and it's just like, okay, well, this is.
But like what you want to maximize here is surface area, like more places for the flies to land.
Correct. And that paper towel is not getting that sticky shit off your hands. I'm sorry.
If anything, he's making the flies attracted to that,
and they won't stick.
And he's gonna
paper.
He's gonna leave it around.
All right, so
he just threw it on the ground.
Now that I've got this particular trap set.
Imagine you hire a guy to come get rid of your flies, and this guy shows up and does this. All right, we've deployed the trap. You'd be like, what the fuck have you done to my house?
He brings in his mic stand.
Jesus.
My ceiling fan is dead. I'm going to leave this. You could actually, there are some flies already on here.
Yeah.
Yep.
It didn't take long, but.
But you could say that about any video of his.
Right. You could walk through this room slowly with your mouth open and catch more.
I'm going to leave this for about 10 hours, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to see how it did. All right. So.
Is he going to post that video?
I think it might be.
Thank you. See you in 10 hours. I'm Richard.
Background, courtesy of photographs of a man, Richard. Link.
Okay, so we've got, we saw that.
What, do you want to see 10 hours later? He might edit that in. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're right. You're right.
In the description.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy shit. I don't want breakfast anymore. Holy.
It's so much.
I mean, holy.
I wonder if they're still flying around him.
Of course. Of course.
So,
they're still flying around. It's still there.
There is a weird buzzing in here. But it's not the flies. It is electrical equipment. I don't believe the camera could pick that up, but yeah. So,
electrical equipment? Be more specific. I need to know. What's humming?
As you can see, my flypaper monstrosity has been out for a couple of hours now. It's clearly picked up quite a few flies. I can tell you, there are still flies buzzing around in here. But the problem is certainly a lot better. And yes, the trap here, I don't know if it had anything to do with the fly, with the existing borax.
There are way more on that.
Yeah.
But, and syrup, but yes, obviously, this has picked up quite a bit more flies. You know, it's just, yeah.
Oh, this is a great callback. Joseph Amat says, my favorite tutorial was Royce wrapping presents. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was amazing. Coach JR Fishing, are you partaking in any edible consumption, Moody?
Nope.
Nope, neither one of us did any weeds.
Nope.
During the event, Shades Cal gave us both a vape pen.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And I have those in my backpack. Moody doesn't want it or to travel with it, obviously, to New Zealand. But I'll save them in one day, you know, one day. Thank you, Shades Cal. Very, very thoughtful.
I've created a fly permaculture environment. I don't deal with the source. I only sustainably harvest flies to ensure that future generations will be able to enjoy flies as well. Additionally, I remove 1 pound of trash from the ocean for every 100 flies I sustainably harvest.
And he moves that trash into his house.
Yeah, that is, he's made fly paper deli.
It's fucking wild.
It looks like pasta with flies on it.
Coach JR Fishing, Patrick told me to stay in my room all weekend that he would get me when the show started. I didn't get my onion gift bag or anything. I cried. I think he's making fun of the Mr. Beast event. Did you hear about this?
No.
The Mr. Beast event at the Resorts World. It was called like the Mr. Beast Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he just licensed his name to the event. He wasn't showing.
Yep.
So all these people booked rooms. When they got there were no events or anything, and they were supposed to get gift bags, and some of the gift bags were going to have $10,000 in them, you know, like Mr. Beast does. Mm-hmm. And nobody got their gift bags. They were told to stay in the room and wait for their gift bags. So some people came to Vegas for 3 days and literally didn't leave their room because they thought like my $10,000 could come.
And they thought it was a challenge. How long can I stay in my room?
And then it came, and there were people who had like 2 to a room, 4 to a room. And they got one gift bag. It had some Mr. Beast chocolate and then like random sized clearance t-shirts from his store. Not even like your size.
Wow.
It's insane. And they ended up having to refund tons of people. Mr. Beast said he would make it right, and he offered everybody a free tour of his studio in North Carolina or whatever. But it's like,
you have to get to North Carolina.
Right. Like, it was insane because some people like just went, fuck it, I'm going to go enjoy Vegas. And some people like literally stayed in their room for 3 days waiting for their
that.
Mr. Beast thing.
He does.
Right.
Yeah.
You would think they thought it was like a challenge.
Right. How the last one to leave their room gets the biggest prize.
Right.
It sounds like the Willy Wonka challenge, but American.
Kim Nicholson says, worst NLO ever. What is this? No Hackamania cruise. I'm glad Ricada left you hanging for $1,000, Patrick. Have a safe trip, buddy. This is rude, Kim. How dare you? Be nice to me. I'm fragile. Tim Bollinger, I don't think I ever properly introduced myself to you guys. 30 seconds into the VIP party, I called moody, shit-stained forehead and told Patrick he had a face made for fucking. I was very drunk. Hackamania was a great time. We talked several times, Tim. I was aware of who you were.
Yeah, me too. He called me shit-stained forehead the first day and then spent the rest of the event apologizing for saying for coming in hot.
Mike Boudet with a super tip.
Moody, it's been real. Have a safe flight to wherever the fuck you're from. See you, buddy.
Are you going to L.A. for a day?
Yeah, I'm going
to
L.A.
see some family.
I am.
And then he's off back to the land of the Kiwis down under. What is it? Hey, if Australia's down under, New Zealand's down under.
Down under and a little bit to the right.
Like the button kicks in. Right. Skeddy Tooth John with $20. Hackamania was amazing as always. I'm glad I ended up at the Moody table. I don't want to see another donut until next year. And we might, speaking of Skeddy Tooth John, this might be the main event next year, correct?
Yes. They proposed to have a wedding, a Hackamania wedding.
We might next year. Hackamania 3 might be the Hackamatrimony event. Rocco and his wife, they said they never really had a wedding ceremony and are interested in getting married by Elvis. And Skeddy Tooth John and Chip Chip are interested in getting in me performing the ceremony and marrying them live at Hackamania.
And they've specifically requested for Super Tips to interrupt the wedding ceremony.
Yes. This could be, so next year the main event might be something happy where we don't make fun of anybody. And we have two weddings live at Hackamania. That could be interesting.
What about the funeral?
I don't know. It could be good.
You know.
Somebody's saying Chad could be the flower girl. Chad is very mad. Rocco sent me a screenshot. Chad's losing his mind. I'm never doing Hackamania. It's like, you weren't invited. You weren't really invited,
Chad. He was, but then you rescinded.
It wasn't real. Mm-hmm. I don't. Same with Aaron. Like, 99.9% chance these guys are going to, I don't want to. We do a cool event at Stoney's.
Variants on this.
That we don't film. And no one, we don't want to relive again.
It's secret. My events are so much better than Melton's, we don't even press record.
Fine. So this is the thing, is that you can tell, like, this outer strip of flypaper has a lot more flies on it. You know, the center blob is kind of the lightest on the flies. I don't know if that has much to do with it. It might just be, you know, wait for more flies to show up. But yeah, you know, that is one of the big problems with flypaper, is that you don't have enough of it to deal with my problem. So you have to buy a huge number of fly traps or fly paper traps. And just...
He's like, I guess you got to wait for more flies to show up. Some called, they were going to be late. Again, the source.
Yeah.
Cleaning your house shall clear this right up.
In the video game of his life, the intern button has wait for more flies to show up.
Occasionally I'll go out to my grill because I'm cooking something on it. And I'll leave my sliding glass door open.
Yep.
And it'll let a fly in.
Right.
And it's annoying. One or two flies. What doesn't happen is every fly in a mile radius swarms in because there's tons of gross shit for them to eat.
Yeah. This is like, have you seen that video of the guy on the hillside dancing by himself?
Yes.
Yes,
and then two, and then it just becomes a tidal wave of people. That's what the flies are doing. They're like, this place is sweet. I've told all my friends. It's a club that never closes.
Paper the place with flypaper. But, it certainly decreased the problem to a certain extent. It certainly hasn't solved it, but I mean, you know, the only thing that will solve the fly problem is, of course, getting everything clean and then clearing everything out.
Right.
Yes,
focus on that.
He's like, is there any way I could do it without cleaning?
It's almost like he's looking for anything but cleaning. Don't make me clean. And you could hire house cleaners to come in, they're going to charge you extra. They're going to take a look around and go, all right, well, this is a deep clean job. This is going to, you know, this is going to be $500. It's going to be $800. But it shall get you to a, the thing with these guys is like, they don't know how to live clean or keep it clean. So it shall never get better.
So that's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing. That's what he's doing. You say there's more?
Yeah, he's got another video before this one called Fly Traps. Yeah, there we go. Fly Trap on the left.
All right, here we go. Hold on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I am Richard. This is my channel, and I am trying something with my battle.
Is that a carafe of coffee? What is he? I made the... If you're going to be here for a while, you probably want some coffee. I'm a polite guest. Polite to guests.
Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies. As you could probably see, there are flies just infesting this room. I'm working very hard to clean it out, but...
You're not. You're not.
One of the things we have to do is put up fly traps. And the problem I'm having with fly traps is that my cats keep getting stuck to them.
This is animal abuse at this point.
I can show you. Hold a second.
Here's a cat stuck to a fly trap.
Yeah, let me show you a cat with a fly trap stuck to it. I would peel it off, but what's the point? They're just going to get stuck again.
Here we have a fly trap that my cat knocked down. You can see there's cat hair all over
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this isn't funny anymore. This is animal abuse.
He had to rip that off the cat.
It looks like Aaron Imholt's wall with all our scalps on it.
There are also flies, but, you know, that's not any good.
You got to catch a few cats to catch a few flies.
This man should not have cats.
No. And if he didn't have cats, I think he wouldn't have flies.
Right.
I do think the cat shit, we know how he lives. We know his cleaning habits. There's no way these litter boxes aren't just full of clumps. Like,
yeah.
So we have a need for fly traps. But the thing is, outdoor fly traps smell like poop. They really do.
So bad.
And they are dangerous to have indoors. But they work really well. So what I have in here is ice
cream. Some liquid tar.
Coffee.
And it really is a carafe of coffee. I was kidding.
Just after drinking some iced coffee.
This is a beverage review.
He does like to drink when he does videos.
That flies swarmed over the cup once I left it.
Oh, let me drink a little bit of this fly trap.
This is actually a Starbucks pumpkin spice. With, brown sugar, because I have brown sugar to use up. And this is an old ammonia bottle. Ammonia is an excellent substance to get rid of the smell of cat urine on your clothing. And what you can see is I cut an X into the seal. And now that X has created flaps that point down, make it hard for the fly to leave. Now, a fly can leave this, all right? It's just hard for them. So if we combine these two... Now, I did wash this out.
Yeah, I wanted to make the bottle clean for the
and
flies.
It is making a mess. I don't know how much coffee
this
I
is
really
like the
want.
Guy at Barry's pouring your lobster bisque.
Yeah.
Did you tell that story?
No. I ordered the lobster bisque. So did Sean. And Sean was sitting next to me. And the guy comes out with two...
Show off.
Yeah, he's showing off.
They put your bowl down on a saucer.
It had a little bit of lobster at the bottom. But then he pulled out the bisque and he was pouring into both of ours simultaneously. But this guy was right-handed and I was on his left side. Mm-hmm. So he missed my bowl a little bit.
Yeah, and you filed a complaint with corporate.
Filed a complaint. Then he missed it again when he was doing the pepper. Then he started missing it on purpose.
We talked nice about berries, but this guy deserves to be fired.
He was nice. He was very fun.
I'll put in there, but...
It reminds, it's like, it's,
oh,
if he, it's, if the guy would have just poured one biscuit at a time, it wouldn't have been a problem. It's like the wait, you ever get this where it's like the waiter doesn't write anything down?
Yes. And
they think they're better than they are.
And then
everyone's
back.
Food comes out and it's wrong. And he's like, I don't know how this happened. The kitchen messed it up. It's like, you're not as good as you think you are.
Now, I could actually just leave this in here.
He's just drinking his fly traps.
The flies would likely get in through the hole. And not be able to get out.
He can't stop drinking.
But it's glass. My cat would definitely knock it over. So
if you just showed someone a still frame of this video and said, what do you think's going on here? There's a pole with hair all over it.
It is possible that the flies will get in there. And then have trouble leaving. Now, again, this is just something I'm trying. I've never done this before. I don't know how well it will work. I am just going to...
Okay.
Well, that wasn't good. I'm just going to leave this in this room.
He calls this cleaning.
So he wiped that down, picked up the bottle. He knocked the cat hair over, but then he picked that. There was coffee collected underneath that bottle. He picked it up. He wiped off the circle that was left behind. There's still some coffee on
the bottom of the bottle,
and he just put that down somewhere else. You just moved that same problem elsewhere.
Sure.
And hope it attracts the flies. It may not. I don't know.
Pinky out. We're a high class household.
But when I find out, I will, of course, post this video.
I imagine he has to sleep on his back and duct tape his mouth so that flies don't crawl in any orifices.
No, it's a bonus fly trap when he's
his asshole. I don't wipe, so it's sticky.
Now he wiped the bottom of that, but whatever surface he put it on.
Yeah, of course. This guy's a mess. It's a disaster. He's going to... Did you hear that one?
No. It's not coming through.
Jesus Christ. He's going to, fuck up and take a swig of this.
Now...
What's he mixing it?
You want to coat the interior with the fluid.
You do?
Now, like I say, I did wash this out, so the ammonia smell should be gone. But it could be possible that something else about this may put the flies off. It may
there are so many.
Just not work terribly well, but it may work. So I might come back tomorrow, and there could be 5 or 6 flies in there.
Worth it.
Or there could be 10,000 flies in there. I mean, every fly in the room could fly in there. I don't know.
It's quantum mechanics.
But the truth is...
Schrodinger's fly.
Yeah, yeah. It's about okay. None and all the flies in the bottle.
Until you observe it.
If my cat spilled this, they would not get sick. All right? It's coffee, so it would be a pain in the neck to get off the carpet, but, you know, I'm just going to put this in this room and see what happens. And that's it, you know? And then when I'm done, I'll post a video showing all of you. Anyway, thank you for sharing this moment with me.
Thank you for sharing this moment with me.
Yeah. Background, courtesy of photographs of a man.
Some time ago, I made a homemade fly trap.
He's got his frosty mug. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have a beer, and we're going to have a look at it. Why am I going to have
grenadine?
A beer? Because
there's a fly on his
I need
table.
A beer. I'm having some fly problems in this room. And ironically, for some reason, there are no better things to make fly traps out of than beers. Ah! Wolf.
Oh, no.
Those cats don't deserve
bear,
this.
I mean. This is bear.
So it's wolf bear cat?
This is a...
look at the head on this beer. Right.
It's like terrible.
60%.
Queen Mary. Beer and grenadine.
You know there's fleas. These cats are itching.
Yeah.
It is an excellent way to make skunky beer a little more palatable.
Don't buy beer you don't enjoy.
So we don't need a cat butthole in the video.
We do.
There is an excellent way to make life more challenging because he gets into... You got boogers. Come on. Boogers.
Wipe those on the fly trap.
Oh, yeah. Where did he wipe those boogers?
So let me show you a very successful fly trap.
Oh, his cats are just itching. It's heartbreaking.
Here. You'll notice the similarities. Yeah, I had a beer in here. I left the... I just left the
wash your dishes
glass in here, and
he thinks the solution to this is to leave more dirty dishes around the house.
Yeah, well,
this is insane.
He's doing it on purpose to catch the flies.
Flies got all up inside, and because I used grenadine with my beer, a lot of them wound up stuck to the bottom, and many of them died on. Stop! No, my beer. My beer! My beer!
Okay.
Oh,
so you can see how well that worked.
Cats should not be doing that.
Itching like a dog.
Yeah.
Now, I am attaching the video where I made this.
It's just... That... Oh, it's infested with fleas.
This is an ammonia bottle. I use these for getting the smell of cat urine out of my clothing.
These cats would be better on their own in the wild.
They are in the wild.
No, they're like trapped in an environment with more more insects and toxins and
than the wild.
Yes.
Once you use up the ammonia, you still have the bottle.
It can't stop itching. Yeah.
Now I can see there are some flies in here. But I think this has been here for a couple of weeks. Okay, so that's a solution of coffee and sugar.
Just Mr. Wizard over here. He's just doing experiments.
So it's not as effective of a fly trap as the grenadine.
So he's getting fleas all over himself now.
Of course. This is a living hell.
Stupid kitty. That's nasty.
It's doing Cartman?
Kitty! That's my grenadine!
So, I mean, on the good side...
Ah, these flies in my head.
I heard that one.
A large number of the flies...
Wasn't he complaining about not... being interested or wanting woman to be around.
Yes.
Died.
He did one about his dishwasher not working. Now we know.
Didn't necessarily get rid of all of them, but...
Like, if the city came, they would shut this house down and just firebomb it.
Yeah. The question is it the bottle that's the problem? Or is it the, bait? So, yeah, this was kind of a fail.
Ah. Oh. Oh. I'm telling you, it shivers, man.
Spilled a bit.
So sorry to anybody listening on headphones.
That was so bad.
That's what it's like constantly watching his videos. It's insane.
Stop! Stop! Do not go in there! Cats are naturally curious creatures.
Like, This guy needs like animal control called.
Yes,
like this is.
You know, we joke around about calling it on Aaron.
Right.
This is he's doing it on camera.
Yeah, this is animal abuse.
Stop.
Neglect more than like active abuse, but
yeah. Where's Mersh when you need him?
Yeah, Mersh would get very upset about this. I saw some people in the chat saying that this is pretty much Mersh in real life. No, absolutely not.
No, Mersh loves
cats. Mersh loves his cats.
I don't have my iPad. I can't pull my cats up on screen.
So now we actually have the question. Is it the open shape of the bottle that brought so many flies? Is it the grenadine?
Can he pour anything without spilling it?
Or is it the beer?
Wiping grenadine with dry towel is not... That's not gonna...
It's just gonna make it stick. He's attracting flies.
There. I mean, look.
That's what happened at the bottom of your beer. Your glass of beer.
With bear bouncing around in here, if he knocks this over, that's no big deal. All right?
It is! It is. Stop spilling things in your house and saying it's no big deal.
It's going to keep whatever's inside, and it's not going to break because it's plastic. If he knocks this over,
that's
a big deal. Because this is glass. And
he drank that grenadine and beer so quickly.
He houses... Drink.
He took that down like 7 minutes.
Break it. And no matter what I do, I can't get him to stop coming in this room when I'm filming.
How about shutting a door?
Belly rub because you're being naughty. Yes. Yes.
It wants to get away.
Yes. As I say, you know, I could actually leave the bottle, the mug... the glass and the ammonia bottle all in here and see, you know, how the flies react. And this little booger will not stop being a pain in my ass.
Think how he feels about you. My luck.
It looks like he's going to be a runt, really.
I mean, he's way bigger than a runt. He's fine.
You know whether he's a runt.
He's fine. When they're born.
Five weeks ago.
Anyways, this is my attempt at making my second part of the video on fly traps.
Yeah, this cat is fine.
Because bear
this cat might grow up to be a runt.
Yes. hold on, we got to get through some of these, and then we got to get out of here. Cash says, Moody needs to move stateside. He's funny, and when he's in the studio, you guys... do well together, top notch. Maybe we'll have Moody join the show more often. He's got his own. He's got his own trailer that he does shows from. We'd love to have Moody on. He's great. We love the arguments. Donna G, welcome back, boys. Great job with Hackamania 2. Well done. Thank you so much, Donna G. Super sticker from Waver. Super sticker from Waver. And Purple Possum checking in.
Sitting at the carousel bar, looking at the creatures walking into the donut shop. All I can think is the Fremont regulars look like they stepped out of the next Grand Theft Auto, and I want it.
That's not a bad description.
It's pretty accurate. Slutter Butter? Ugh. One down vote on the stream. Aaron must be here. Thank you very much. Any comments yet? KJ gifting 10 memberships. Thank you so much, KJ. We appreciate that support. James Baumert, our executive producer for today's short stream. Thank you for the 10 gifted memberships as well. Art Shimko, agree with Moody. Richard's learning this on the fly. Pun intended. OBS at the movies. ORS at the movies. Fantastic job with Hackamania 2. I've never hated being a poor more in my life. Safe travels for Moody. Hoping I can be there for Hackamania 3. Love you more than a friend. Yes, check out Tukey's Hackamania show on his channel now. Also, Pretty Annie Social did a show this morning. Check that out. I know I'm going to be going back and watching that as well. Thank you very much, ORS at the movies. Sabra Cadabra, it was awesome trip. Thanks for the laugh, guys. Yeah, it was great seeing you there, Sabra Cadabra. Thanks so much for coming out and supporting the event.
I'm on a hedonic treadmill of filth. The cats shit. The flies come. I get the ammonia to clean the spills. The flies still come. So now I fill the ammonia with the spills to cut out the middleman.
Moody, final thoughts on the week here before you head out.
It's honestly just been a lot of fun. It's been great. We ran an event that I'm very proud of being a part of. Yeah, it was just awesome and really rewarding to meet so many nice people.
So you'll come back next year.
Yeah, I'll do my best to be here next year.
Thank you so much. Nice podcast, Stupid, coming in with a buzzer beater. We'll get this one in real quick. Kevin Brennan skipped his brother Danny's funeral.
He appears to be sniping at the moment. So hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you very much. We'll see you guys later. We got to get Moody to the airport, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you dig for, if you listen to the show, boy, Patrick Melton. Melton faces have you stacking an LO point. It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker. So both the family probably get arrested.